Good day, it's John David Miller, and welcome to Holistic Reality. Presented by ReallyWell.com, natural health for being really well. It is wise to be healthy and prepared, and we also have SurviveTheChanges.com. So today we're talking about Chemical City, chlorine and fluoride. We're talking this month about public poisons. Chlorine is a potent chemical that has been used in water treatment since the early 1900s to reduce germs in the water. Consuming it is a major factor in heart disease and cancer. Fluoride, on the other hand, is a neurotoxin. Neither of these should be in the water. By the way, the fluoride is also carcinogenic. Neither of them should be in the water or in our foods and medicines that we consume, nor in the air we breathe, but unfortunately it's in all those places. Excuse me. Chlorine and fluoride are present in almost all city water in the USA, the water of about 66% of the population. Chlorine is justified as an antiseptic agent, but there is no benefit from fluoride. Both of these should be removed from the water before consumption with effective water purification. Fluoridation of water has nothing to do with making water clean or safe, like the chlorine does, but it is also used as a poison for rats, mice, and insects, and so forth. But so much fluoride was being generated as industrial waste back in the 40s and early 50s that they could not get rid of all of that waste in those products, and it was contaminating local fields, crops, and livestock. So it was fraudulently promoted for inclusion in public water supplies for most cities based on a falsified dental care myth. Fluoride is a purposeful mass medication under the false pretense that it is good for the strength of tooth enamel. In fact, it is not beneficial to teeth to drink fluoride. There may be a minor hardening result from topical application of it, but it is still poison, especially for children. It can actually make the teeth of some people mottled and brittle, especially those that live in areas that there's natural fluoride in the water from the soils that they're on well, perhaps. The toxic fluoride is also in most vaccines, many other medications, as well as in food products made with city water, beverages, and so on, and in most toothpaste and mouthwash. It is also commonly in the coal fly ash used for geoengineering. Those are the aerosol sprays sprayed multiple days a week in the sky. Just watch them doing it, creating the artificial clouds that don't look like real clouds used to. Many toxic metals are in these sprays, including not only fluoride, but aluminum and radioactive barium and other radioactive metals, plus biological elements and many other elements, including nanobots, which are little tiny chips. Smart dust, it's called. So, fluoridation is a form of intentional mass poisoning with a toxic substance. It is a profitable way to get rid of waste from the fertilizer and bomb-making industries, and there's other industries that it's used in, and it generates more massive profits for the medical industry with all the illness that it causes. Fluoride harms the brain, lowering IQ by up to 10 points, according to a published Harvard University study. Additionally, fluoride reduces fertility. It is also a carcinogen, with high cancer rates found in fluoridated cities. Further, fluoride exacerbates the thyroid iodine deficiency, impairing metabolism, and it hardens the pineal gland, blocking intuitive intelligence. How much intelligence-reducing, pregnancy-preventing, cancer-causing fluoride have you consumed? How about its circulatory disease and cancer-causing sister poison, chlorine? chlorine and fluoride are two of the many public poisons in our lives. Raw tap water is a chemical cocktail that should not be consumed without purification. Harmful amounts of fluoride and chlorine are intentionally added to water by cities, along with other added chemicals and the agricultural, industrial, radioactive, fracking, biological, and geoengineering pollutants already contaminating the water. Let's just slow down and review those again. We're talking about all the chemicals that are in the water supply. The added fluorine and chlorine in the cities, along with alum and other chemicals used for precipitating the solid wastes and so forth out of the water, leaves and animal debris, you know, feces and whatever there is, garbage. But then you have agricultural runoff from all the pesticides, fertilizers, and weed killers like glyphosate and so on that we all have too much of in our system. You have the industrial waste, mercury, cadmium, and fluoride itself is an industrial waste. And then many radioactive contaminants from our nuclear power plants and the processing of uranium and plutonium and so forth. And then you have fracking, the hydraulic fracturing of underground rocks to release natural gas and oil in many areas of our country going on. Then you have many other biological and engineering, geoengineering pollutants that are being sprayed in the sky or from other ways that they enter the environment, through products, through landfills, through people dumping chemicals down the drain at home, you know, paints and automotive chemicals and so forth. So it is very, very important to purify water with special filtration or even better, reverse osmosis, to remove the chlorine, the fluoride, and all these other poisons. Filters for showering and bathing are also important. And we have all these available at waterus.com, W-A-T-E-R-U-S, waterus. And it's very crucial, as much important as a refrigerator in your kitchen, to have a water purifying system. Just for rinsing your vegetables, for cooking, anything you do with water that is in contact with the body, whether you're showering, bathing, drinking, cooking, eating, you know, if you want to wash your car with unpurified water, that's fine, you know, the hose outside. But anything that you're using with your body would be best purified to get these chemicals and irritants out of there that are undermining health and intelligence. We want to also avoid fluorine-laden vaccines and medications as much as possible and minimize outdoor activities on days of heavy stratospheric aerosol injection spraying when they're spraying the sky full of stuff. At the end of 1978, over 40 years ago, I completed and published the book Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, A Handbook of Natural Health, which was among the popular books of the expanding natural health movement. A lot of that information was new to people then. And those of us into natural living, recycling, organic foods, and gardening were considered eccentric. But we were exhibiting a growing wisdom that continued in other modalities of holistic healing, still expanding today. This book, Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, explains the principles of natural health and suggests good nutritional and health practices. It also exposes many of the denatured foods and public poisons. And I'm including a free copy of this classic book in any order, with any order of superfoods that we send out from our office over $25 in value, not including the postage, while supplies last. So visit reallywell.com, if you would, and look around and see what superfoods you like. What herbal products might help with different health issues. Superfoods and herbs are very important to be added to the diet for the minerals and phytonutrient compounds they provide. We have Northern Edge organic milled flax seed, delicious greens superfood mix with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants, plus enzymes, pigments, minerals, and trace nutrients, plus our unique flower pollen extract grown right here in Ohio. And organic, and we've also now added organic turmeric and organic goji berries. Pure water is essential as well. So visit waterus.com for pure water needs and reallywell.com for your outstanding natural health information and products. Holisticreality.com is where we have the archives of this program. It is time now to understand. Now is the time to move with purpose.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am.